BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Chapter 7 Overview. Chapter 7 is long, with a lot of advice about husband and wives, marriage, divorce, and indirectly sex. Paul is answering questions they had while continuing the subject at the end of the previous chapter. Corinth was a center of much immorality, causing the new congregation to be confused about many things involving marriage and sex more than any other congregation Paul founded. Paul is addressing this unique problem in great detail. Compare, for example, Ephesians 5:22-33, Colossians 3 verses 18 and 19, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2 and verse 12, chapter 4 verses 1 through 5, and chapter 5 verse 14. I know of no one who quoted this chapter at their wedding ceremony for this reason, even though it deals with marriage. Instead, they quote from chapter 13, for it deals with love. God is the origin of the unique relationship between a man and a woman, which we call marriage. He designed it based on the relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Marriage is for life, verses 10 and 11. The husband belongs to the wife, and the wife belongs to the husband, according to the covenant of marriage, verses 1 through 6. But what if the person is not a believer? Paul addresses that problem in verses 12 through 16. God unites a man and a woman so that they become one flesh. The union is meant for life, verses 10 and 11. The union is in heart, mind, will, soul, and body. Excuse me. Marriage is based on love, respect, truth, trust, intimacy, sex, and is exclusive. It is dynamic and passionate. It is designed to be a form of worship. The marriage should remain for life, but at times it does not. Apostle Paul gives unique examples of when someone is to divorce. Apostle Paul goes into detailed reasons why a person should remain in the situation of life they were in when they came to believe in Jesus. He not only applies this to marriage and being single, but also occupation in verses 17 through 24. However, he does not say that this is an absolute rule. The apostle gives directions to virgins, single in verses 25 through 28 and 36 through 38, trials of the married state in verses 32 through 35, a reason to marry in verses 8, 9, and 36 through 38. 8, and directions to wives and widows in 39 through 40. Indeed, this is a long chapter.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.